The Springbok season kicks off this coming weekend, and I cannot wait. Today, you are going to get a front row seat to what we can expect in our boys' first outing of 2026. So if you didn't already know, we're playing the Barbarians in Gqeberha. It's actually a doubleheader. Our neighbours Zimbabwe will be playing a South Africa A side in the curtain raiser. Now, last year, we also started against the Barbars. We pumped them 54-7 in Cape Town. Now, often you can look at history to get a clue of what is coming in the future. But not in this instance, guys. Last year, Dr. Russie Erasmus OIG named a mix and match side to play the Barbarians. Siya Kolisi OIG was there as the captain. Ox, Malcolm and Luit were all there too. But the side also had guys like Asenati and Klabakanye, Vincent Chituka and Morne van den Berg. Still, I think it was closer to a first-choice team than a second-string side. But in 2026, I don't think Doc is going to be taking any chances. The reason is because we kick off our international test season 2 weeks later against England. Yes, the English had a poor Six Nations. Yes, it is at Ellis Park. Yes, on paper, Scotland, the following week in Pretoria, is our most difficult home test in the new Nations Championship. But I just think Russie is not going to take any chances for that Johannesburg date against the Poms. Let's take a look at the Springbok squad for this Barbarians and Zimbabwe match. These are the forwards: Pepsi Buthelezi, Luit de Jager, Paul de Villiers, Ben Jason Dixon, Peter Steph de Toy, Eben Etzebet, Netling Foshier, Batobele Klekani, Hanru Jacobs, Vincent Koch, Siya Kolisi, JJ Kotze, Dani Krier, Sibabalwa Mahashe, Malcolm Marks, Ntutuko Nkunu, Siposeto Mnebelele, Franco Mostert, Oxen Che, Riley Norton, Zachary Porthen, Oliver Reed, Yevan Roos, Carlo Sadi, Emmanuel Chituka, Vincent Chituka, Ruben van Heerden, Liam van Wyk, André Gouwenter, Buan Venter, Jasper Visser. And these are the backs: Yakin Ahmed, Lucanio Am, Damien Dialende, Faf de Klerk, André Esterhazen, Apelele Fassi, Luan Gilumia, Kwan Horn, Lorenzo Julius, Imad Khan, Chesan Colby, Jesse Creel, Marnie Lebok, Vusi Moyo, Marcus Miller, Hashim Peed, Seketelo Siyaya, Nico Steyn, Edwil van der Merwe, Damian Willemser, Grant Williams, Yaku Williams. Now, just a couple of points. There are no Bulls players here, you would have noticed, and that's because they are involved in the URC final. So guys like Andre Pollard and Ruan Norkia, for example, will join up with the squad after that Leinster match. The same applies to the UK-based players who have to finish their club season first. So that means UK-based and Bulls players cannot be involved against the Barbarians. They will be involved, however, against England, Scotland and Wales in the Nations Championship. So this is an initial 53-man squad that includes 22 uncapped players, as well as several under-20 players, you would have noticed as well. If you're new to Springbok rugby and the methods of Erasmus, he likes to bring people in to have a look at them and give them a chance to experience what it feels like to be part of the camp and train with the Springboks. The philosophy being that even if we're not going to select you now, we could select you next year, or even in 2 years. And when we do, you will have spent time with us and be more comfortable, and hopefully also a little familiar with our systems and culture. I mentioned Batobele Klekani a little earlier, and you might remember there were some videos of him last year on X and other social media platforms, training with the Boks and looking like he belonged. I remember watching the under-20 World Championships last year, and he was my favorite player in the team, and I just foresee great things in the future for Klekani. Okay, so if we look at what we have to work with here, my prediction is Dr. Russie Erasmus OIG will select his strongest possible matchday squad, and then pick from the rest to take on Zimbabwe as SAA. So this is what I think Doc is going to do, starting up front. I think he's going to go Oxenchair, Malcolm Marks, and Zachary Portham. You could make an argument for Neatling for sure at tight end, but I get the feeling the coaching staff really like what they see in Portham. So this is an opportunity for him to get some more game time. Eben Etzebeth and Lourdes de Jager will be the locks. Siya Kolisi OIG will captain, with Pieter Steph du Toit and Jasper Visser completing the loose trio. I think you can make a case for giving Paul de Villiers or Batobele Hlekani game time too, but I think we are more likely to see that against Wales, if we do see it. In terms of the backline, I expect Rassie will opt for Grant Williams and Marnie Lebok as the halfbacks. I've got Damien Dialende and Jesse Creel in the centres, Edwill van der Merwe and Cheslin Colby on the wings, and Damien Willemse is the fullback. In terms of the bomb squad, I foresee Erasmus going 5-3, or 5.5-2.5, given the nature of our hybrid player. I'm expecting to see Ntutuko Mtunu, Andre Hichufenta, Neatling Foshia, and then as I say, I expect it to be a 5.5-2.5, or a 5-3 if you prefer. And that means one of the other two has to be a lock. And with Salman Murat going down injured and Ruben van Heerden being called up to replace him just in this last week, I was convinced that Salman Murat would definitely be the Springbok lock on the bench. Instead, we now find ourselves in a tricky situation because it seems to me that you could go with someone like Ben Jason Dixon, who can kind of cover both. You could blood Batobele Hlekani. Again, he's more of a loose forward, but he can cover. And I think most likely what ends up happening here is Franco Mostert is selected as the man who will cover the second row. And maybe someone like Batobele Hlekani or Paul de Villiers is given an opportunity. I can't quite say for sure, but I fancy that Siya Kolisi is most likely to come off, and then someone like Paul de Villiers goes on, and that's your like for like. I reckon that is more likely to be the case. Don't forget Pieter Steph du Toit goes off, and then Andre Esterhazen covers him from a scrummaging perspective. So I think Franco Mostert is probably the safe option there, as even though most of the time he's been playing seven in the last couple of years for the box, but in this case it's a situation of, listen, good, you're playing four or five, and that's just the way that it's going to be on this occasion. Even so, I don't think the combinations are going to be a problem in terms of the result against the Barbarians. But obviously, like I was saying, the point of this exercise is for the Springboks to get a little bit of game time and a little bit of gelling time together with one another before that first test against England at Ellis Park. Honestly, except maybe for Buan Venter ahead of Mtunu, I can't really see where else you make a change in that regard. I just think Mtunu's URC form forces him into the matchday 23 here. That's if indeed the attitude is to go with the strongest possible side. On the assumption that that is the side that will do battle against England a fortnight later. Otherwise, we could well see players like Paul de Villiers, Batobele Hlekani, Vincent Chituka, Hashim Pede, and some others get a chance here. But as I say, I think there's no place for playing games. We don't want any rust or cobwebs against England in Joburg. So my guess is that it will be the strongest possible side against the Barbars, strongest possible side against the English. So that does mean Kanan Moody, Gerard Steenekamp, Ruan Nokia, Andre Pollard, and Kurt Lee Arendse come back into the frame. And that gives Dr. Rassie Erasmus OIG the flexibility to rotate for Scotland at Loftus before handing out a few debuts the following week and perhaps playing fringe players in Durban against Wales. Or at least that's how I see it going. But what do you think? Do you agree with me that, unlike last year when we had two tests against Italy and a third against Georgia, Doc is more likely to go hard from the start? Or do you think there will be the regular amount of mixing and matching and you're expecting to see an experimental team against the Barbarians, just remember that if we go experimental against the Barbarians, that means Zimbabwe are going to get something of a full-strength Springbok squad in their curtain raiser. Let me know in the comment section down below, and I'll see you next time.